Now, there are two reports from the central bank which highlight a huge gap between the cost of litigating insurance claims through the courts and the cost when before the Injuries Resolution Board. The reports also reveal little difference in the scale of the awards, the amount paid out through both processes. But the legal fees are 22 times greater when public liability awards are settled through litigation. Brian Hanley is Chief Executive Officer of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. And Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
We have these two reports. They're fairly number dense, number heavy, but in there is a snapshot of the claims, the awards, the costs for both motor and liability claims. What are you taking from them? What do they tell you about the progress of reforms?
Well, I think starting with the liability report, I think there are a number of interesting points here, particularly around legal costs, as you rightly mentioned. So legal fees as a percentage of the award and public liability cases continues to rise, specifically those that are dealt with in the litigation channel. In 2020, legal fees would have been around, added a further 73% to an award, whereas in today's report, dealing with the first half of 2023, that has climbed to 97%. So in real numbers, that means that it found the average compensation following litigation was 23,400 approximately, and yet legal fees were 22,800. Mm. Now, notwithstanding some of the cases involved were likely complicated or contentious, requiring additional advice and expertise, I think it's highly unlikely a majority of them fell within this bracket and could have been better addressed by the Injuries Assessment Board.
So do you know the numbers in terms of the numbers of cases now in the liability sector that go to the Injuries Board as opposed to going to through the legal or the court process?
Yes, and yes, the number thankfully has increased that is being settled in the at the Injuries Assessment Board, but we're still looking at close on over 70% of cases being settled through the 72% being settled via litigation. And not only is that the number being settled there, but it's a far greater percentage of the overall cost of claims. I think today's report shows that the awards given to claimants by the Injuries Board and in litigation for public liability claims are now virtually identical. Yeah.
And the time scale is another factor, isn't it? I notice in the reports something like a little over two years, two months, if you go through the Injuries Board, over 5 years if you're involved in litigation.
That's right. And some of those cases, of course, are complex and contentious, and that might contribute to part of it. But in a majority of cases, I'm certain that that isn't the case. And not only that, but the Injuries Assessment Board has also rolled out a new mediation service to try and deal with some of those trickier cases. But ultimately, processing claims, it appears, based on this data, through the Injuries Assessment Board rather than litigation, is quicker, more efficient, and ultimately the awards are on average coming out at about the same.
So are your members doing better? Better premiums?
Unfortunately, no, Mary. In terms of public liability premiums, we are not seeing any change. If anything, premiums have been increasing for public liability holders. And remember, that's businesses and charities and arts and sports groups right across the country. And there's been no meaningful or considered change in premiums, which remain stubbornly high despite all the reforms the government has introduced in
recent
years.
So why is that, in your view?
Well, I think there's a number of things that still need to happen, and one of them is an increase in competition in the public liability market. I mean, the insurance market in Ireland today is much more stable and indeed profitable. We're at a time where we see record profits in this area from a number of insurers. So it is a profitable area, but the Office to Promote Competition in the insurance market needs to deliver increased competition reflective of the changes and the new stability in the market, because as I say, it is a much more attractive one, and without competition, that downward pressure on premiums is still missing.
Just look across at motor insurance premiums for me, will you? Because the Insurance Ireland has been saying they've decreased 20% since 2017. Total cost claims, significant increase in damages claims. Motor insurance only increased, they say, marginally by 0.5% in the first half of 2023. Your reaction to that?
Well, here is where you see the benefit of competition, I think, in this market, because we have seen new competition enter. Indeed, recently we saw OutSurance come to the motor insurance market, and I think that's where we're seeing some of the benefits of competition, because undoubtedly damage costs increased considerably due to inflation on terms of the cost of labour and the cost of repairs and so on. Notwithstanding that, injury costs actually came down, but overall there was an increase of 20% in the claims cost. And thankfully, the premium stayed relatively the same for that period. However, I'd suggest probably since then, when we're talking about the first half of 2023, premiums have likely been rising steadily in the 18 months or in the year.
In the motor sector?
In the motor sector, I think, certainly anecdotally, since that time, I think we've seen CSO figures to suggest that premiums have been increasing since that time. But hopefully, the benefits of the reforms that have come in will help keep injury costs steady, if not see them reduce. And that, in turn, might act as somewhat of a mudguard on the inflation costs increasing.
Brian, thank you very much indeed. That's Brian Hanley there from the Alliance for Insurance Reform.